Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we hear of some of these individuals or homeless individuals who are found to be yelling or screaming or sadly causing, you know, mayhem and or shall we say, like what happened with Jordan Neely, who was restrained by multiple people on the subway, one of whom was a Marine, it ended up resulting in his death. People ask, what's going on here? You know, what's going on with schizophrenia, with mental illness? Well, sadly, and we brought this up a couple years ago, there could be a link to marijuana use. Now, a few years ago, we talked about scromiting and marijuana-induced psychosis. A few years back, emergency room physicians in Colorado were alerting people to high-potency marijuana side effects. And people would be screaming and vomiting in a psychotic episode where people are screaming and vomiting. Now, somebody could think they have just, you know, some mental illness, but sometimes they could be completely mentally healthy, but when they use the drug, it puts them in this state. The THC levels of marijuana now being used is starting to rise. In order for, you know, the marijuana of the 60s apparently is a lot weaker than what we have now. And when people don't feel it, they require stronger. So 10% THC level is enough to induce a psychotic episode. But some marijuana we heard a couple years ago on the street were at 90% THC content. THC content, THC is the psychedelic component of it. So cannabis-induced psychotic disorder has been something we've been talking about on the show, where patients have hallucinations and delusions. Well, more studies are showing that younger men could be at higher risk of schizophrenia based on their cannabis use. A study published in Psychological Medicine looked at detailed health records data spanning 5 decades, representing more than 6 million people in Denmark, to estimate the fraction of schizophrenia cases that could be attributed to cannabis use disorder. And they found that young men have an increased risk of developing schizophrenia. They found strong evidence between both men and women, but the association was stronger in men. The study authors estimated that 30% of cases of schizophrenia among men might be due to marijuana. Now, schizophrenia can be permanent, could be temporary, but it is serious and it prevents people from keeping work, keeping jobs, and is one of the number one causes for homelessness. So our marijuana use could be indirectly causing our homeless crisis. We spoke about that with if people lost jobs, if people, you know, mild marijuana use might make you a little bit more, you know, maybe unenthused, not as stressed about getting to work on time. You end up losing your job. Lose your job over time, you don't seem to get to pay your rent. Could be homeless. But also, mental illness. People will not rent to somebody with mental illness often. People will not give a job to somebody with mental illness, especially schizophrenia. People with schizophrenia sometimes lose touch with reality. And so when you see individuals on a subway or you see homeless individuals, you know, that are kind of yelling and screaming and, you know, people with schizophrenia aren't always violent, but they can be. If they have a delusion that you are attacking them, they may act out. And so, you know, it's, you know, we spoke about how, you know, the Marine may be up on charges. He's a highly decorated Marine, from what we understand. And sadly, Jordan Neely died because he might have had a schizophrenic episode on the subway, but had to be restrained. People didn't know if they were he was going to attack him. And in the restraint, he ends up dying. This is a horrible case. You know, it's bad on all levels. And the public doesn't know what to do. We don't know where to go from here. But unfortunately, what are we doing? We're feeding the problem. We're legalizing marijuana as quickly as possible. And look, guys, I'm just as guilty. I voted to legalize it in my state because I wanted us to be able to study it, figure out what medical applications, and I wanted to free up the police. I should have known better. I should have known that it was going to be, you know, but I also thought it was inevitable. I thought it was going to be inevitable. You know, alcohol can cause mental illness too. Alcohol can cause drunk driving. Alcohol can cause liver disease. Alcohol is dangerous also. And we learned how to deal with that. So I figured, you know what, we'll learn how to deal with this. And, you know, sadly, you know, it's interesting. One of the reasons for prohibition, one of the groups advocating for prohibition back in the 20s were women, which is why people didn't like women a lot back then. And they had said that their husbands were coming home drunk, hitting them, alcohol was making them angry, making them violent. You know, now, I'm glad we don't have prohibition. I'm glad we have... You know, we can go to a bar. Love the fact that we have alcohol out there. But this isn't the first time society has tried to grapple with what do we do about people using substances that are making them violent or making them unsteady or unstable. So here we are, and we are legalizing. Marijuana will eventually be legal on a federal level. And we are having kids sadly use it. We're having kids drop out of school. We're having people, unfortunately, you know, suffer heart disease, stroke, lung disease. And we're going to see more of it now that people are free to speak about their use. Seeing car accidents. Now, I mean, to me, I think we have enough to deal with the alcohol, but with marijuana, we have more to deal with as well. But, you know, when we're looking at this homeless crisis and the mental illness disorder, we got to also be talking about marijuana at the same time. 1-877-DR-KELLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has left the building. She has resigned after 2 years on the job. Now, she has been criticized a lot for the CDC's handling of COVID. She wasn't a favorite. And I get it's a hard job. She was making about $200,000 a year. Dr. Fauci made about $400,000 a year. Excuse me, she was making about $200,000 a year.
It's a nice salary.
Why did she resign? Not sure.
So, she submitted her resignation today, saying the waning of the COVID pandemic was a good time to make the transition.
She's 54 years old, according to Don Lemon, out of her prime. Although, I'm sorry, you know, that means I'm really over. Well, no, I'm younger than her. I'm younger than her, but still. She leaves the CDC with public trust, and they say with failing public trust in the health agency at a historic low. And they have accused her of being too political. Now, she says, I've never been prouder of anything I have done in my professional career. So she feels that she is, you know, well, and it's, again, this is, I think, what frustrates us the most. When somebody does something right and when somebody does something wrong, you would think we would all agree. You would think that there really isn't a lot of debate. Okay? Stealing is wrong. Giving to the poor is good. Informing people with proper scientific information and not politicizing it is good. Giving people information based on what the executive branch wants and what the narrative is, that you would think would be bad. But when people say, no, the misinformation was the other side, we are giving you the proper information, you know, it's frustrating. And, you know, mind you, being a physician, I get the job the CDC has. The CDC is not in a good place. The CDC has to be the go-to, and they have to be accurate. And I see the way they word things. And they're like, well, you know, maybe don't do Christmas dinner. If you do, maybe do it outdoors, because they have to cover their butts. They have to say, what is the safest way to do Christmas during a pandemic? Well, being around others, they're not wrong, being around others could spread COVID. Do they have to comment on Christmas? Did anybody ask them? I don't remember anybody asking them at the height of the pandemic what we should do for Easter and Passover. And so many of us did things virtual. I kind of liked it because when my mom got on my nerves, I could just click exit. So I was able to make my mom go away. Oh, sorry, Mom. Okay, we're done. Dinner's done. Oh, it was short. Well, yeah, because of COVID. Yeah. So I got to tell you, that was, you know, kind of nice not having to be around the in-laws and family. But, you know, the CDC had to take it upon themselves to give opinions, and they had to weigh in on the mandates. And that was ugly. Dr. Walensky said the end of the COVID public health emergency marks a tremendous transition for our country, for public health, and in my tenure as CDC director. I took on this role at your request with the goal of leaving behind the dark days of the pandemic and moving CDC and public health towards a much better and more trusted place. In the process, we saved and improved lives and protected the country and the world from the greatest infectious disease threat we have seen in over 100 years. The CDC announced on Friday they're going to scale back the COVID data tracking. Well, also, nobody's testing. So the data tracking is inaccurate. People with COVID that are home aren't testing. Or if they are, and these at-home COVID tests aren't picking it up, that's a problem. So she expressed mixed feelings to President Biden in her letter about the decision. Did not say exactly why she was stepping down. And that's her privacy. Maybe she's got private issues. But the reason why this is a headline and the reason why people are concerned is because we want people to learn from their mistakes. If the lockdowns were a mistake, if the vaccine mandates were a mistake, if rushing vaccine approval was a mistake, of kicking people out of hospitals and the military when they had antibodies to prove they were, you know, immune or had some level of immunity, was a mistake. When individuals say, I did a good job, no one's going to fix it. You know, the problem with the election and the mail-in ballots is we don't have to sit here and debate whether the election was stolen or not, whether it was legit. But if there were valid issues of mail-in ballots not being sent, I didn't get mine this last election, and I told you, they told me I was purged from the system. I'm not lying to you. And I was like, what the hell? And so they had to give me a provisional ballot. And they said somebody emailed them asking to purge. No, nobody emailed them asking to purge. I might have emailed them telling them to take our addresses off because there's voting record sites that give people's addresses and show their whole neighborhood. Nobody asked to purge. And that same email asked to remove the address of all my family members. They still got mail-in ballots. So, you know, if there are shenanigans, we could still talk about them. It's not being Republican or Democrat. If there are issues, we need to fix them. And that's the problem. The problem is everybody is so worried about their political standing and the political narrative that nobody's going to fix something. They're going to make a mess of our electrical grid. It is going to be a disaster rushing the electric vehicle transition. Electric vehicles will be probably the car of the future, among many. But there's an evolution that has to take place. You can't rush it. If you rush it, you're going to blank things up so bad. Same thing with Obamacare. Obamacare had to transition slowly. It was such a cluster and a half that prices went up. People lost their doctor. People lost their insurance. It was a mess. The doctors went under. So in politics, they have to do everything fast. Same thing with the lockdowns. They could have very easily said, hey guys, all right, this is what we're dealing with. We don't know how serious this is going to be. We're going to close down the schools first. Hospitals are getting overwhelmed. We're going to recommend this. If that doesn't work, we might recommend fewer numbers. We might recommend lines. We might recommend this. Instead, it was, let's just lock everything down. Well, then look at how many years we still haven't recovered. We may never recover from the lockdowns now that people are used to not working. Remote work is nice, but now we have this loneliness pandemic. We have an obesity worsening pandemic. More marijuana use. We have lack of money going into the economy. We have a recession because people are making less. So we need to do things smart. And sometimes doing things smart means slowly. And saying, look, we don't know. We have a vaccine. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Congratulations to the Biden administration and the Trump administration for getting those vaccines, for helping promote the vaccine development. Thank God for the pharmaceutical companies, Pfizer, Moderna. The rollout, well done. But did we have to go from here's the vaccine to mandating? There was this false concept of herd immunity. There was no way we were going to have herd immunity with this. Yet, if Walensky pushed that, that's a problem. And she should have known better as a doctor. Herd immunity is where you have a herd. If the herd is protected, then the little young or the vulnerable ones in the middle of the herd are going to be protected because the herd is the stronger herd is going to reflect it off. And nothing will get to the center of the circle. Herd immunity. Well, when the herd, those who are vaccinated or those who had COVID, can still get COVID, and then turn towards the center of the circle and cough all over the vulnerable ones and give them COVID anyway, there's no way you won't have herd immunity. So sadly, that was wrong. And when a doctor spoke up about that, they were threatened. That's a problem. So, I thank her for her service. I think she did work very, very hard. And, maybe she tried her best, but that's the problem with being a political doctor. That's the problem with being in a political agency. And she had to not only play public health, she had to play politics. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. North Carolina lawmakers attempting to pass a 12-week abortion ban. A massive earthquake has struck the coast of Japan. That happened this morning.
A magnitude 6.5 earthquake jolted Ishikawa Prefecture today in Japan, killing one and leaving others injured. Fortunately, there was no tsunami, but the meteorological agency said it confirmed sea level changes around 10 centimeters in the area. Ishikawa Prefecture is on the northern coast of central Japan. I'm Lance Pry.
The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global health emergency. President Biden accusing House Republicans of threatening to default on the nation's debt in order to secure spending cuts. Biden told reporters raising the debt ceiling and negotiating on a budget are two separate issues. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know many of you have reached out asking what is going on with Jamie Foxx. Makes people really, really nervous when a Hollywood icon goes to the hospital, is there for weeks. Family members asking for prayers. I wish we knew. Jamie Foxx was taken to an Atlanta hospital while filming a movie, I believe, with Cameron Diaz, and I think it was a show, and it seemed to have been abrupt. It had sounded like he had, by the time it was reported, been alert and awake, insinuating that he maybe at one point was not alert and awake. And then we didn't really hear much until a source or family member said, you know, we're asking for prayers and well wishes. We could use them right about now. And that was at the three-week mark. So on an Instagram post, his profile said, appreciate all the love, feeling blessed. And it was followed by praying hands, heart, and emojis, fox emojis. Not sure if he made the post. Not sure if he had his team do that. He's filming the Back in Action movie with Cameron Diaz, and something had happened, and he ended up in the hospital. We are being told that he is, by the way, I think his real name is Eric Bishop. He's currently at a medical facility in Atlanta, undergoing tests. And that does, I get it, it makes people nervous. And there's good shape, good health, access to medical care. And we, you know, when something like this happens, it just reminds us of our mortality. So, you know, there's, based on, you know, people are surmising, oh my gosh, is it cancer? Was it a heart attack? Was it stroke? You can't. Keep in mind, you know, family wants privacy, and to try to cut and paste from Instagram posts could drive people crazy. But the, you know, does make you wonder that something could have happened cardiac-wise. And so, you know, hopefully he's okay. The only thing is to be in the hospital that long makes you wonder if it could have been stroke, something even, even more debilitating. But it sounded like something that happened quickly. Could have been a bleed. So, you know, hopefully, he recovers and that this, I understand. We want to give him privacy, but I also understand his fans want to know what happened. Some of you are asking about Meg Ryan. She's not looking too good. You know, I don't know what to call the plastic surgery results that happened. Meg Ryan, exquisite, has always been exquisite. She, unlike a lot of, including multiple celebrities, sadly need to keep youthful. And I want to caution people before they start to look at individuals doing that and see what's happening. And the reason why, nobody starts out wanting to look like that. And I can't tell you how many times people have offered to do plastic surgery on me. And I'm like, what? Do I need it? Oh, yeah, I can help you with those lines, and I can help you with this, and I can help you with that. No. So I haven't started. The only plastic surgery I had was after the breastfeeding and all that. I had the boobies lifted. No implants, nothing, because I didn't want to have to go back in 10 years. I just wanted them lifted. And that's the only plastic surgery I've had. And by the way, I'm grateful for that. Honestly, plastic surgery, I think, can really help your quality of life if there's something that's bothering you. But I also think it could be a vicious foxhole where you start to get a little bit done. And then once you get that done, you notice other things that need to get done or suggestive selling. Look, I waited tables. You had to suggestively sell the appetizer, the dessert. You know, you had to, and this is something that, unfortunately happens in plastic surgery. So, you know, they're like, well, look, I know you're worried about your, you know, crow's feet, crow's lines, you know, on your forehead, by your eyes, but you also have marionette lines. And maybe what you're actually looking for is a more youthful look, and you think it's just your eyes. But actually, what's really aging you is your marionette lines, which are around your face, around the, from the nose to the chin. We call them marionette lines. A lot of people use collagen filler for that. So then you start getting some Botox in some of the lines. You get some collagen filler, and it's not permanent. You almost can get a rebound effect, where you notice the wrinkles and the indentations and the more. So then you got to go back in. And it becomes addictive. And then after a while, your facial muscles conform. Your skin conforms. your skin may stretch because they use fillers. The reason why they use fillers is as we age and we lose fat, we start looking more sunken. And so that baby-eyed look, you know, with the, you know, which is why obese people look younger than slimmer people. Slimmer people look a lot more frail and older because they don't have the fat puffing them up. Now, that's not to say get fat, but one plastic surgery technique is taking fat and injecting it into the face. Well, again, not permanent. And so the face starts looking puffier. The face starts looking stretched. And, you know, I get it. I have to admit. The thing that happens is people will compare stars with their, you know, 30-year-old picture. Well, you know, if you look at Meg Ryan now, and I forget how old she is. She's 61. She looks damn good for 61, but she has that plastic surgery face. And so, you know, when you compare it to her, you know, people are comparing it to her 30-year-old pictures, but, you know, yeah, it looks like night and day. But she does look attractive. So what ends up happening is people continue because they're like, but I look good. I don't look like I'm in my 60s. Well, for her. So, you know, I'm concerned because I've, you know, hit the 50 mark. And I'm really, really nervous about how I'm going to age, especially since I, you know, am on TV and, you know, it's rough. And I could tell you right now, doing lash extensions, I can completely see how once you start, you can't stop. You know, I look so much different having my lashes extended than not, that it's hard to go back. Well, okay, as far as I'm concerned, lash extensions, that's enough to keep me busy. And it's expensive enough. Why would I? So I'm not ready to inject anything to my face. But that's what ends up happening. And so you need a really good plastic surgeon. You also need somebody that's going to be very, very honest. All right? And say, look, we're not going to make you look like the way you were 30. We will be able to shave some years off. And it blows my mind how you look at women like Helen Mirren and stuff. They look good. But you have to allow, some of the wrinkles. You have to allow some of the facial changes. Because sometimes, once you start, you really mess things up. And now you start going down a path that you can't reverse. And, you know, people say, gosh, you know, male stars look better. You know, I think Brad Pitt started to mess around with some of that collagen and stuff. And it's not good. I think he should have probably just let things be. And he'll still look good. So we'll see what happens, but I'm, you know, just be very, very careful. Everybody always says we're just doing a little bit here and a little bit there. And that's where it's like a drug. It's like a drug. Once you start, you can't stop. I had a friend. She just did it once. And when it wore off, it was worse than when she started. And that's not everybody. But, you know, it just kind of puts things into perspective. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Stacy asks, how do you bring up STDs during dating? And she goes into the plethora of issues people out there dating are dealing with. One is how to ask for somebody to do an STD check or an STI check. Ask if anybody has STIs. And what to do when you have one and how to bring it up on a date. Okay. Yeah, that is tricky. We've spoken about that before. That is very, very tricky. Because some STDs you take care of, it's in your past, and you move on. Other STDs can be with you for life. Hepatitis, herpes, HIV, syphilis. And so you don't want to lie to somebody you're dating with thinking, oh, you know what, if they could just fall in love with me, and then I could break it to them, and they won't care. Well, okay. People aren't waiting to have sex till they're married. People are having sex oftentimes before they're in love, which means you're going to expose them before that, and I wouldn't recommend waiting either. I also understand how difficult it is to bring up that you have herpes or syphilis on date one. I get that. And so what I, you know, here's the thing. There's multiple ways to bring it up. So I, let's say, would have a patient who would have herpes. Now, nowadays, there are dating sites where you can, you know, I had actually suggested before one existed that there should be a herpes dating site where people who had herpes, you know, could date and not feel stigmatized. Nobody should feel stigmatized, of course, but, you know, and not have that worry because they have it, somebody else has it, the partner has it, and they could then be more comfortable around each other on the topic, etc. And now they have those. So now it is a little easier for people. But when somebody had a diagnosis of it, all right, and actually had lesions, and, you know, we healed them up, we had to explain to them, look, if you have herpes, you can, even if you don't have the virus, still shed it. And so you have to use protection. If you have an outbreak, can't be having sexual activity because the condom might not cover where that outbreak is. And when you don't have an outbreak, you're still going to have to use a condom. However, if your partner has herpes, then you and they can make a better decision about what you want to do. Honestly, you should still use protection because there's so many other things out there. But, you know, sometimes you're dating somebody that has it as well. So it does have to be a conversation. Now, we've had some individuals who were married. I had one patient. She lost her virginity at marriage, waited till she was married. Husband cheated, gave her herpes. They end up getting divorced. And she says, I have herpes. I'm positive for herpes. Never had an outbreak, but I'm positive for it. And how do I go out there and date? And I'm like, have you ever had any lesions? Have you ever had any? No. And I go, well, then you just be dead honest. You say, look, I was exposed to it. I've never had an outbreak, but I was exposed to it, and we just don't know if I carry it. So we need to use protection until we know more. But just because you were exposed, you know, I mean, you can be honest about that. You don't have to say, hi, I have, you know, a rip-roaring case of, you know, a STD. You don't have to say it like that. You can say, look, I was exposed to the virus. How many of us have been exposed to COVID? Were people saying, you know, hey, look, I was exposed to Zika? Yeah, I mean, we understand nowadays that people are exposed to viruses. We also understand that the average person has something that could be communicable. Could be TB. Could be. So sometimes your partner might take it better. If they don't, then they weren't into the relationship and weren't worth being with you. But I know it's tough. So let's say you don't have an STI and you want to know if your partner has one. You ask, and you have them get tested, and you have them show you the testing. If they don't like it, they could bounce. Your body is your temple. You need to protect it. So you need to make sure that, you know, everybody's worried, well, I don't want to scare anybody off, or I don't want to. You know, you can say, and how I would do it is I would say, look, you know, I've tested myself for STIs. I'll do it again for you, so you know. Would you do the same for me? And if they're like, well, gosh, you know, I don't know. Well, then see them. I mean, another way to bring it up is say, look, you know, the reason why I don't have an STI and you don't have to worry about me, and the reason why, as you see my labs, it's clear, is because I have been so judicious about this and because I asked everybody I slept with to prove it to me. So I hope you don't mind. I'm going to ask the same of you. And I don't think that's that unreasonable. Now, if you're being asked and you don't want to, there's some value in it for you.
Apparently, you could be sued badly for giving somebody an STD. You might want to know. And you might also want to prove that it wasn't you. So one scam that's out there is somebody has herpes. She has had an outbreak, but never officially anything on the record. She has sex with somebody that she meets in Vegas, wherever. She ends up going to a doctor a month later saying, I think he gave me this. He goes, please. He goes and gets checked. His tests are positive. He's, oh, but I never had it before. Who gave it to whom? So you want to show what you had prior so it can't be used against you. But I get it's not easy. Dating is not easy. Right now what the average person does is use a condom, and or hopefully they use a condom, although it looks like condoms are expensive. And they go, you know what, I'm just gonna go for it. Well, there's problems with it. I can't tell you how many people have regrets for that one night stand. They're living with it lifelong. So I think we need to be, you know, just kind of, you know, cut to the chase. Already people, when they're dating, they're cutting to the chase. They're like, do you want kids? No. Do you have a job? Yeah. Are you even interested in marriage? Would you be asking for a prenup? Apparently a lot of people are having those conversations. I mean, none of this 1940s melodramatic music in the background and people falling in love and getting their first kiss. That's not what's happening in the dating world. People are meeting at a Starbucks and they are being given the third degree. And if they pass the interview questions, they get to move on to the next date. You could go right ahead and say, I'd like an STI screen. I'd like you to show me your recent STI test. I think it's totally fair. Especially with such rising cases right now. And when somebody says, but I don't have anything, or, you know, I just got tested. And I understand people can lie. Keep in mind, those tests have to be redone 3 months, 6 months. If you're dating somebody who's sexually active, and it's frustrating, dating should be so much simpler. It should be so much more fun. But honestly, since so many relationships are casual these days, it's just not worth it. And, you know, people wonder, they go, why aren't people, you know, dating is down, marriages are down, relationships are down, there's more single people, why? Well, maybe people, they just don't want to go through that. They don't want to go through the cost, they don't want to go through the baggage, they don't want to, and it stinks, because I would think you really want to be in love, and you want to be with a partner. Many individuals, and I don't want to turn people off dating, I want you out there and dating. I want you to love being around other people. I want you to procreate, make babies. But you got to be careful. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.